and we're on Jazz Street with Simeon Bannister. Simeon, welcome back downtown.
It's good to be here. My favorite time of year.
So talk about the importance of the Rochester Area Community Foundation supporting organizations like ourselves, as well as what we're hearing right now, literally, with the kids playing.
Well, so what we believe in is the potential of a strong and vibrant Rochester community. And making these kinds of investments, whether it's with 90.1, whether it's at the Jazz Street stage, give us the opportunity to contribute to our region's vitality. And that contribution is only made possible because of so many people that have supported the foundation. And we're glad to be in the role to do it.
So what led you to the world of working for the RACF?
For me personally, well, I believe Dick Vitale called it serendipity, baby. And so it really was a series of events. I had gotten back here to Rochester. I was returning home where I was born and raised. And this opportunity to serve this community came up, and I leapt at it. And it's been a meteoric opportunity, and I'm really glad to lead the foundation now.
So that being said, what are some of the things that you want to see continue under your headship?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're in an interesting moment. I think Rochester's at an important inflection point, and some choices and decisions that we make now are going to have some long-term implications for how this community is organized, the opportunities, and the extent to which those opportunities are equitably distributed. And so at the foundation, we're trying to do the homework to make sure that we're making the best of these opportunities. The other thing that is a personal aspiration that I have for Rochester is that we've got these two themes that are around in our history. Number one, around innovation, and think George Eastman and others, and the other around social awareness, social justice, and the patronages of Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass. I think it's time for us to bring those together, and I think that we ought to be a national leader in social innovation.
Speaking of Simeon Bannister, Simeon, that being said, we've literally seen the change in Rochester going from a manufacturing-based economy with Kodak, Xerox, Bosch, to now it's arts and education. So how do we continue to push that forward?
That's exactly right. So, you know, one thing that begs an interesting question is that many of our systems, for example, our education system, was really built for a manufacturing era. And so even if we've gotten really, really good at doing education, if it's outmoded, then it's not going to have the effect that we would certainly want it to have. And so as the economy has changed and as the context has changed, our practices have to change. You know what that sounds like? Jazz music. Constantly improvising, constantly changing, and being able to reflect and react to the circumstances around us to make the best out of it.
Simeon, thank you so much for making the Flower City bloom.
Absolutely. It's my great pleasure to do it and to do it with you.